CLC Custom Packaging.
Hi, I'm looking for Bob. Is he in?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. How's it going? This is Elias calling from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. I know you're busy. I won't take up too much of your time. I'm actually looking to follow up on a finance offer we mailed out to you. It was based on some previous financing you guys did with Sovereign Bank back in 2011. Is that ringing a bell?
Never did any business with Sovereign Bank.
Okay, well, that's okay. I might have some wrong information here. Is there any guy? I'm sorry about that, Bob. How's business going over there?
Pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
We're consolidating. We're shutting down one of our facilities.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Save some bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a conference call coming at 10 o'clock, and I talked you with them. I'll talk to you till I get the beep in.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So. Yeah. I don't want to be rude, but.
Nah, it's okay. It's okay. How's sales been this year? I just want. How's sales been this year? You guys been up, down?
Flat compared to last year.
Flat? Yeah.
Yeah. Dead flat. Wow. But it's about 1% going up and down at the end of each month.
Okay. Okay. Do you guys, are you guys facing any challenges right now? I know you're shutting that place down, but
well, the reason we're shutting I'll give it to you in a nutshell, and that's what I'm going to tell my conference call. I got another bank call, believe it or not.
Okay.
We put our business up for sale in March.
Okay. Okay.
So we have two different facilities, and we've got two or three very interested people, and we're doing another showing today at the other facility. And
okay.
The reason the lease was up in one of the properties that we rent, and it just made sense to consolidate at this point when we're trying to sell it, because we'll show a savings of over $150,000 in rent.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Basically to the bottom line. And with that said, we're not looking to doing anything with any banks until we either know we are selling or we're not selling.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Because we want to make a decision for somebody that's going to buy the company.
Yeah, I understand, I understand. What happens if they don't buy, though, if you end up keeping the
company? Well, that's what I mean. If they don't buy, and we're going to push this until spring of next year,
okay.
If they don't buy, I'm old and my partner's old, and we're going to grind through it for the next 3 years, which extends us to all the leases of our big accounts and the leases of the property we're renting, and then sell it for whatever, 50 cents on the dollar, and just set off into the sunset and, you know, get a white horse right away.
Okay, okay. So you're
if
not
I
looking...
call the spring, I might answer the phone. Hopefully I don't, and I'm rich.
Yeah, hopefully, right? Do you guys have any, if it ends up not selling, do you have any plans for growth, or are you just kind of going to keep the two facilities?
Well, like I said, being old, we don't want to risk growing. We've been growing fast for the last 5 years. I mean, this year it was flat, but the previous years, they were between 16% and 20% increase in revenue.
Okay. That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, that was great. And so we're, like I said, we're all going to be 66. So 3 more years will get me to 69.
Yeah.
And then,
I'll put you in a good place, right?
I
said it'll put you in a good place.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, and I don't like coming to work at 5 in the morning and working till 6 at night at my age. So
yeah, I understand.
So, but if you want to give this number a call in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, do you mind if...
lovely voice. There's my Bing. I got my Bing.
Okay. I'll give you a call back in a couple months, okay?
You got it, buddy.
All right. Good talking to you, Bob.
Yep.